we're back here in Marquette, where unfortunately for the Escanaba Cubs, they come up a run short in a, if that rain could have held off a little bit more, hey Trent?
Yeah, Akiyama was really hard to pitch, and every ball I was throwing was just drenched. I mean, I was trying to throw strikes, but at the end it just got tough.
Yeah, I could tell the look on your face when you threw that wild pitch. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's the only wild pitch I've thrown the whole game, and of course it comes in that time. But
and the defense was just incredible tonight. Hunter especially at short, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really good. Some of the plays he was making was just unbelievable.
Yeah, he was outstanding. And then, unfortunately, it ends on an error. I know Jack feels bad about it, but what are you going to do? I'm sure the ball was soaked for him, too. Hey?
Yeah, that play was tough. I mean, I wasn't really thinking he was going to make the throw. That ball was just drenched.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do.
Nope. So, if you hold it, then I guess he takes first and that's it, right? Then you have another batter, but because I don't think the runner would have scored. But
no, yeah.
But, hey, whatever. So, how was the pitching for you today, though, other than the rain at the end?
I mean, they were hitting me hard everywhere. I was throwing strikes, but they were just hitting me hard. I was lucky enough to get a few fly outs, but there was double after double for them, it felt like.
Well, I thought you pitched your way out of a lot of trouble, a lot of defense behind you. Unfortunately,
yeah.
You get the loss. So, Trent, say hi to whoever you want to, man.
I'll give a shout-out to my family and any of my friends listening.
All right, well, good effort tonight. We'll go get him tomorrow in Iron Mountain.
Yes, we will.
All right. Okay, Trent Lawson, he pitched 4 2/3 innings of relief of Riley Lamb. The last inning was in an absolute downpour here in Marquette as the Escanaba Cubs come up a short by a run on a wild pitch and an error, 5-4. Marquette comes back to win, and now Jake Peterson is here with me for the Marquette.